And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. The number here is 867-5267. If you're calling from outside of the Olympia area, that number is 360-867-KAOS. And in the second hour of the show, we are going to be joined by none other than longtime friend of the show, Tammy T, the host of Think Tank here on Chaos on Sunday mornings. And do we have anyone who wants to call in and ask a question? I'll give out that number again. It's 867-5267, 360-867-KAOS. Lines are open. And playing in the background, our regular background music providing band, Double Knot Spy Car, known the world over for providing North Hollywood with its finest porn music since the mid-1990s. And they're gracious enough to fly up here every week to perform the background music for us. At no expense to us. They do it out of their own pocket because they love the Radio 8 Ball show. And you want to give them a little listen? Crank it up, guys. Good. Double Knot Spy Car. And you can find out more about them by checking them out on the... I wonder if we have them. I think we have them on the Radio 8 Ball MySpace in the top friends. Somewhere down there. Yeah, they're in there. Right in between the Capitol Hill Art Center and Radon Chong, who just calls herself Truth. Both sort of longtime associates of the Radio 8 Ball show. You can find out more about the Radio 8 Ball show by checking out the MySpace at myspace.com/Radio 8 Ball, or checking out the Radio 8 Ball website at www.radio8ball.com. And that's the site where you can listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts, mostly the broadcasts from the AM show, broadcast on 1150 AM in Seattle at noons, and also podcasts of live shows. Soon we'll have some video up there. And, of course, the online oracle, where you can get your questions answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by visiting the online oracle, writing your question in, and pressing the give us a shake button. And when you do that, you get an answer. And that's, of course, a free service and totally confidential as well. Okay, well, let's see. I have a question that's, I don't know, a little bit delicate, but, well, I'll ask it anyway, in the interest of keeping the show interesting. So, there is this person, I don't know them very well, a person I don't know very well, but I see on a semi-regular basis, and... You know, I'm kind of interested in getting to know this person a little better. But, you know how it is. When there's someone you'd like to get to know better, it's sort of hard to make that initial contact. You know, you sort of have a social... You obey the social contract. You see each other on a regular basis, and, you know, you keep it polite. But there's the sense that there might be more of a friendship there. And so... I'm wondering if it would make sense to pursue this friendship, or should I just allow the social relationship to remain what it is? So I've picked a CD at random, and strangely enough, it's one of the ones that's wrapped. So even that is sort of interesting, because I have to make some effort here to unwrap the answer. And so, anyway, I have picked a CD at random. I am now going to put it in the CD player, press shuffle function, and put it to the Pop Oracle. Would it be best for me to put myself out there and pursue this friendship further, or allow the pleasant social relationship that it already is to just continue along its course. And here comes the answer. When the song's over, I'll be back to do the interpretation. And if you have any ideas about how I could interpret it, I'd certainly welcome your contributions. And when it's over, we'll open up the phone lines again and see if you have any questions you'd like to ask when we return with more Radio 8 Ball. And that was Two Loons for Tea from their CD, self-titled CD, Two Loons for Tea, which came out in 2001, and the song Brick Wall. And that was the answer to my question, should I pursue a deeper friendship with a person who seems like an interesting person in my life, or should I just allow these comfortable sort of social interaction that is already going on just continue as it is? First of all, it's interesting. Two Loons for Tea are going to be the live musical guests at the February Radio 8 Ball live show in Seattle at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. It's happening on Valentine's Day, in fact. So that was interesting, just the Valentine's Day connotations. And it was sort of hard to make out the words, so luckily Two Loons for Tea have their lyrics up online, and I was reading them. First of all, the song Brick Wall makes me think, maybe not, you know, brick wall is definitely seems like a sign of to say stop. You know, you want to stop before you get to the brick wall. But it's interesting, some of these lines here. It says, should I have a heart of stone? Should I wear a face of glass? That's actually the question that I'm asking. Should I stay behind my own wall? If the love that I feel is torture, then these thoughts of you should never last. Well, I don't know if it's torturous love that I'm feeling, but it could be a fleeting thing that, you know, will pass, and then that the social relationship will just continue as it does. So much of, you know, how it is living in a small town like Olympia, that happens a lot. But it's interesting that the pleasant social interactions can sort of like calcify and then become something that's not so comfortable. I don't know if you've lived in Olympia that long, but those of us who have definitely experienced that, I think. Let's continue with these lyrics. There's a line, "All of my love goes wasted. All of my passion lay covered in dust. At the top of my closet with my faded photographs, there's a vase of tears that's beginning to rust." Again, the sense of stagnating feelings. The chorus is, "In a world constructed of glass and stone, I'm the only one that I can call my own. In the rivers that flow and the sun that shines, comes a feeling that clings like an ivy vine to a brick wall." You know, it's interesting, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking that perhaps the song is giving me a picture of what it would be like if I didn't make that friendly overture. And so that's interesting. It's both encouraging and also rather terrifying, because as I'm sure some of you will relate to, there's, you know, nothing. There's very few things scarier than just telling someone, "Hey, you're interesting. I'd like to get to know you better." But that seems to be what the pop oracle wants of me. And although I'm not above disobeying the pop oracle, I have certainly found that I do so at my own, what's the word I'm looking for? At my own peril. So anyway, that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And now, my friends, it is your turn.